Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf mem vav. We're starting on the bottom of mem hey omid days, five lines from the bottom. Omer af papa, afil leman di omer ein matbeya nasa chalipin mi'evet hudloi ovid chalipin, but aknuye mikne bechalipin midahava peder l'Rav Nachman. What is Igmar telling us? Everybody knows what the inyan of chalipin is. You're exchanging one thing for the other. You're making a barter. Now, excuse me, for those of you that have ever been to a Kabbalah Panim, as well as those of you that have sold chometz through Yerov, you know how a kinyan suder or chalipin basically works. He gives you a handkerchief or a pen. You pick it up and you say, I'm now being makna to you, X, Y, and Z. In the case of the chometz, my chometz, I'm pointing you a shliach, so that the Rav goes and sells it thereafter to a guy. Okay, so now the question is, yes, people pick up handkerchiefs and people pick up pens. What happens if the rabbi in charge doesn't have with him a handkerchief and he doesn't have a pen, but he does have a coin, and he hands over the coin and says, here, take this and pick it up and have in mind to go be makna b'chalipa kinyan suder. Does that work? So whatever answer you're going to give, you'll be right, because it's a machlokes. Where did we have this machlokes? Earlier on yesterday, at yesterday's Amud Beis, if you go to about a quarter down the Amud from the top, you'll see the line begins Kasha, and then it starts an Ushtikul. Itmar Rav Levi, Chad Omer Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, V'chad Omer Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. A machlokes is whether you can use Matbeya for Chalipin. Yeah, you have that?
Yes, but what would make the difference? What's the difference?
What do you mean what the difference is? Whether it's an effective chalipin or not.
Right, but why would a coin not
be chalipin? Very good. So I'm sure you learned yesterday's Gemara, because Gemara asked your kasha. Omra papa, my time is the money. Omra in my pay and ask chalipin. You see, mamishim chavin to the Gemara's kasha. Anyway, before we continue on to Gemara's teretz, how do we know the whole mokar of Hilchis Chalipin, that you can go and do such a Chalipin with such a kinyan?
We know it from us.
From Sefer Rus. What does it say in the
passage?
Sholef Ishnaloi V'nosan Riyayu.
But she's pit. Isn't that for a Chalitza? Or for
a... That's a separate story. You're right. Every time a person gets up in the morning, goes to shul, he also puts on his shoes, but that's not involved in chalitza, not involved in chalipin, he's just going to shul. I'm sorry.
He's taking off the shoe, that's the, that we're talking about.
Yes, at night. At night.
But that was part of the Hodesh though, they did do.
Anyway, my point is, yes, you're 100% right, chalitza involved a shoe. Here it also involves a shoe, but these two are unrelated.
Right, she married her instead.
Are there two separate transactions?
He did do
are these two separate transactions?
The chalitza and the chalipin?
You can't do
it's two unrelated transactions. If a person wants, if you know the beginning of Sechta's Kiddushin, it says, Isha Niknis, B'sholish Drachim, B'kesef, B'shar. What happens if he gives her a dollar bill, and assuming a dollar bill is still worth more than a Shavaputa, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, it's a good Kiddushin. What happens if instead, we were talking about going in the beginning of Masechta Kedushin, it says, "V'isha niklat v'sholish drachem b'kesef b'shtar v'bi." Nowadays we do it with a ring. But at times of Chazal it says b'kesef. You don't give a coin. So a person gave a silver dollar, or for that matter, paper dollar. He gave it to a young lady. It says, "Hariyach mekudeshes li." She accepts it. Are they mekudeshes? Yes. What happens if instead of going and giving to a young lady who is marrying, he gives it to a young lady who is selling a loaf of bread in the store? He gives her a dollar. At the end of that, are they married?
Yeah.
No, but he gave the same dollar bill and he handed it over to the young lady. Well, he smiled and she smiled and everybody said yes. They're two different things.
But she has to accept and hear it, because he could say, be a player, a joke. You know, he likes the girls you sell.
Everything is possible. But the point is, the fact that you hand over a dollar over here and makes a kedushin doesn't mean that you make a kedushin when you hand it over for the... So why am I saying that? Because you asked about the chalitza vada. Chalitza is with a shoe, and chalipin can be done with a shoe, but the two are unrelated transactions. Okay. Anyway. So that's the pasuk in Rus Cholav Sholaf Ishnali V'Nosariya. A person would take off Tinal and he would give it to his friend. I've repeated this story here in the past, but since we've gotten off a little bit on tangent anyway, many, many years ago, when Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal passed away, shortly thereafter at the Shoichem Manshtibel, they made a public askara, public hesped. And Rav Steinberg, Zuchayim Evracha, who was the brother of, back in the Haim in Brod, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He had a shul on 102nd Street, or 100th Street, approximately, maybe 98th Street. in that arena, that area. And he was, by the way, the Rosh Beis Din of the Histadrus HaRabbanim. Histadrus HaRabbanim are those affiliated with YU and the Beis Din of America, etc. Tremendous, very patriarchal appearance, like a Mulei Gerov. Anyway, to cut a long story short, so he was, by the way, one of the big Misadre Gittin here in New York. Almost every single day, Nebuch, he was Misadre Gittin. All of that is beyond the point. They asked him to go and give the one of the Hespedim. So he got up. He knew Rav Moshe well because he was a big poysik. Rav Moshe was a big poysik. Anyway, so he said, when he said Rav Moshe had two persona to him. When it came to Psak Halacha, he was Oim Ani Choyma. You couldn't go and budge him. He felt the halacha is X or Y. That's mean you can go and tell him any pshetel, any whatever you want. Yeah, but halacha is azoy. He was as like a concrete wall. He says, but that's when it came to halacha. When it came to chesed, he said he had a heart of gold, of silver, or whatever metaphor you want to use. So he said that if Ramosh would be walking down the street and he would see a poor person without shoes, Sholeth Ishnala, he would take off his own shoes and ask the Riyah, he says, here, you can keep my shoes, and he'll walk barefoot. That's what a good skite, what a Baal Chassidy was. So we've got off a little bit on a tangent, getting back, by the way, since we spoke of Rav Steinberg, there was a fellow by the name of Nissen Gordon, Oliver Sholem, who was a correspondent or a writer for the Allgemeine Journal. Allgemeine Journal years ago was what the Jewish press became and what is today the Hamidia and the Ated. In other words, it was considered to be the Orthodox Jewish newspaper. So Nissen Gordon, this is you're talking now over 40 years ago, he was at that time the Magefa of Orthodox Gittin became terrible. Until that time, it was very, very rare that you heard that Chas v'Shalom, a person, you could have a whole school of 500 children and not one child came from a broken family. It was almost unheard of to have a get, Rachman Litzlan. At that time, unfortunately, things started changing, unfortunately. Anyway, so Nissen Gordon interviewed a couple of Rabbanim. Mainly, the reason I'm going to bring this is he interviewed Rabbi Steinberg, and he asked Rabbi Steinberg about giving a get, and Rabbi Steinberg said that when his father's Chana Bracha in Brod, when he was Masadar a get, on that day he would go and fast the whole day. He felt it was such a terrible, terrible mageta, terrible tzora, he would go and fast. So he asked his son, our Rabbi Steinberg, who was his Mamala Mokim in Brod, here in America, do you also fast whenever you Masadar a get? So he said, unfortunately, I don't. Why don't you? Why don't you continue the minhag of your father? He said, if I would go and fast every day I'd write a get, I would only eat on Shabbosim and Yom Tovim. He would fast every single day of the year. Fortunately, it became such a terrible magefa, he was writing a get every day. So now that we've gotten off the subject, and we're getting back to Achas, so we learned the din of Chalipin from this pasuk of Sholef Yishnal v'Nosam Riehu. As we're going to see in Mi'et Hashem a little bit further on our blot, as well as mainly tomorrow, is a major machloikis about the word na'al. Na'al obviously means a shoe. But is it only shoes that you can use to go and perfect and to effect a kinyan chalipin? And the answer is no. Kuli alma moida, you can do it with other things. That's why when you're selling the chametz, or when the Kabbalah Sponim, they're asking you to go and sign the Tanoim, the Ksuva, and he gives over it. You'll never see that the rabbi takes off his shoes and say, here, take the shoe and pick it up. Right? He'd feel upset. You'd be there. Exactly. He would probably shoo you away if he did that. He wouldn't stay. Okay. Anyway, so you can do it with other things. The question is, but what other things? Rav Nachman learns from the word na'al that it has to be a kli and not peiros. The word peiros is used very, very vaguely, ambiguously, would really mean anything which is not a kli. And so therefore, according to Rav Nachman, you could not go and use food items, nor could you use gold mekalim, thing which is not a kli, which is not developed into a kli, and you couldn't even use behemoths to go and make a chalipin. I am machlef par b'chamor, that was yesterday's gemara, not to be repeated, you'll all listen to the shir on the tape if you want to remember. Anyway, that's a kuntra mechlef, tafka gotta be a kli. if that's the case, he certainly can't use a marbeah, because marbeah is not a kli. But Rashi already pointed out yesterday, that's not the machloikis, because if the machloikis was the gabi kli, then it wouldn't be just whether marbeah nasa chalipin, it would be anything other than kelim. The Gemara usually refers to that as peiros. So it would have said, peiros nasa chalipin, ein peiros nasa chalipin. That's not the machloikis. If Nachman holds, it's got to be dafka kli. Now there's another madiyom, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says it doesn't have to be a kli, it can be virtually anything. Question is, what about a madbeya? Says one man the omer yesterday, chad omer, chad omer, it doesn't say who it is. One man the omer says, ey madbeya nas chalipin. Now you remember that about 15 minutes ago, our good chaver Daniel asked, what's the reason? Apparently he doesn't remember what the Gemara answered yesterday. And the answer the Gemara gave yesterday is because a madbeya doesn't, although it currently has a tsura, means it's minted. However, over time, that mint is going to become buffer. It's not like the minting of coins today, where the minting of the George Washington or Lincoln or whatever is on those coins remains forever. In the good old days, when they would mint a coin, eventually the tsura would wear out.
Is that what it meant? I thought it meant that eventually the coin would be declared non-current and be out of circulation. That the government would say, okay, this person is no longer.
I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. You see, because I chatted with you, I got immediately Kadosh Baruch Hu paid me back. 100% right. Rashi says that the reason is because the tzura avida de batla shemelech poisla.
Right.
The goyza lotzer tzura acheres. A new king comes in and he says, the old tzura, no good, we're going to go make a new tzura. Instead of having Biden on the coins, and now we're going to have Trump again on the coins. We're going to have a tzura acheres. Therefore, the old tzura becomes bottled. So vus is, so the Gemara is going, Rashi told us in Mishnah tomorrow, we're going to learn that Rav Sheshes learns, again from the word nal, it has to be a dover, sholem umesuyam. Sholem umesuyam means something which is identifiable, which remains intact, which doesn't go bad, so to speak. Since these coins will go bad eventually, because the tzura will change. Why will the tzura change? Yes, thank you, Barry, for telling us. Because the melech is going to passel it, so it's lacking that mesuyam sholem dika quality to it, and therefore, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Good. Now, what means ein matbeya nasa chalipin? Like we said before, that you picked up the matbeya instead of picking up a handkerchief, or picking up a shoe, or picking up a pen, you pick up the matbeya. One matbeya says it doesn't work. What about the other way around? Can you be koina a matbeya bechalipin? In other words, not that the matbeya is using as the instrument of chalipin, but rather that the chalipin, with the chalipin, you're going to be koina the matbeya. Oh, so once again, I pick up the handkerchief to be koina money, to be koina coin. Does that work, yes or no? You have a point?
No.
So Omer Papa, five lines from the bottom of the Omer. Afilu mandap l'mad yomer ein matbeya nas chalipin, me'evet hudlo ovet chalipin. In fact, as we just said, according to that man, the Amr, it cannot effect a chalipin with a coin. However, but you can be coin of a chalipin. Meaning to have a peir of Nachman. Just like, according to Rav Nachman, peir of Nachman, lab afagav di inuloi av di chalipin. Even though if you took a fruit, for instance, and you picked it up and said, okay, let's make chalipin with this fruit, it would not work. And again, the word peir is lab dafke, and means anything other than a kli. But a knu you make the bechalipin, but chalipin you can effect a kinyan. To be koine bechalipin, in other words, although you can't pick up the fruit and say, okay, I'm koine X, Y, and Z, but you can pick up the handkerchief to go and be koine chalipin, is tibinami loishna. The same thing applies to matbeya, that even though it cannot be nas, it cannot effect and implement the chalipin, it can be the recipient and the beneficiary, of, if you will, of the chalipin, the subject of the chalipin, Very good. What the Gemara calls that instead of matbeya nasa, the Gemara calls that matbeya nikne b'chalipin. So that's what Rav Papa asks, or Rav Papa holds, I should say. And now the Gemara is going to ask a couple of kashas on Rav Papa, and Rav Papa himself is going to change his mind, as we'll see shortly. Frank Gemara makes me. Hey, I'm a big guy. The aim be all the mice. I'm the chaver. Harry Peter Salon and Sulechom Matana. Because I'm a Harry. I'm the chulal and al mice. She is liba vice. This is talking about the din of Master Shaking. We all have learned about Maaseh Sheni countless times, that if a person brings, has a farm, and Baruch Hashem, he has a tzvuah or peiros that have grown on the farm, and now it's harvest time, you have to give truma to the kohen, you have to give maaser rishon to the lady, and then during certain years, you have to take another 10% and bring it up to your shalayim. That's called maaser sheni. Now what happens? It's kiyircha kamochem kleisuchal se'esoi. It's a heavy load to schlep all of this to Yerushalayim. He has the right to go and be machal that maaser sheni on money. You take the money up to Yerushalayim. But the Torah adds one more connection, one more requirement. If you want to go and take payrus, but you want to take money, by all means. But when you are mechalel those payrus unto money, you have to add a choymish, you have to add a fifth. I know it's melabar, melagav, but whatever it happens to be, you have to go and add that choymish. Fine.
From what that's only when you steal and you return from
that. That's separate. Yeah, there's also din by me'ilah. There are other times that the Torah requires
this. This is when you do.
Every time you're mechalel maaser sheni, you didn't do anything wrong. You're the most perfect Jew in the world. If the person has maaser sheni, he wants to be mechaled on mo'ez, he has to add a chaymish. So let's make it easy without getting to melabar and melagav. If his all the maaser sheni is worth $100, so he's mechaled on $100, then he has to add another $20 chaymish, or $25.
Exactly. When you get tzedakah, you know, for charity, you get another 5%, which is the cost of doing the transaction.
And there is a nice parallel there. If you're giving it by credit card, that they always say, please go and add the extra 3%, 4%. Yeah, that's very nice. But that's the, if you want, the divine processing fee that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us. Yeah, 100%.
Only the owner himself, though, not a
that's what I was going to say, but you know, we're still in the middle of the shoes and then the chalitza and the chalitza. So the answer is that is correct. That the Torah says, when do you add the chaymish? When it's mima'asroi. Mima'asroi means that if you're giving from your own maaser sheni, you're being mechal, your own maaser sheni, you have to add the chaymish. And the Gemara dashes from that, what happens if somebody else is mechal of your maaser sheni on your behalf? Then he does not have to go and give the chaymish, he only has to give the value of the maaser sheni. Thank you. So now the question is, unfortunately, as we know in life, when there are legal loopholes, people will try to use those loopholes. And people don't want to add an extra chaymish, particularly if there's a lot of maaser sheni money. If a person happens to be a multimillionaire and he has to give on $100,000, he has to add a chaymish, well, that could be a nice additional tax, if you will. So what would people try to do? They would try to do either transfer the funds to a good friend or transfer the payers to a good friend so that it won't be the same individual who owns the payers who is being mechal of the payers. So the Mishnah says the following. A person is standing in the granary and he wants to now be mechalel the payers here, or the grains that he has, and he wants to mechal it onto money. Now in B'yadei Mois, and he has no money with him, and he also wants to avoid having to pay the extra chaymish. So what does he do? He says to his chaver, see all of these payers over here? I'm giving them all to you b'matana, as a present. And Rashi immediately points out that they both know that he's only doing this for the purpose of the partim in a chaymish. You see two lines from the bottom of the Rashi, all the way in the bottom. Oy melech haveroi, shu oy havoi. He loves him. The idea by she'ene oyse el hi partim in a chaymish. The only reason why he's doing it is to be partim from chaymish. He's not giving him a permanent present of $100,000 worth of tzvua. It's only for the purpose of being partim from having to give the chaymish.
He's giving him the entire crop or just the maaser sheni section?
The maaser sheni produce. Exactly. All we're dealing with is maaser sheni. The truma has already been given to the kohen, the maaser rishon has been given to the levi. We're only dealing with the maaser sheni that we're going and being mechaled on money. However, he doesn't have any money with him. He only has money. You can move the milk over to the... Thank you very much. Shkoyach. So he has the payers with him, but he doesn't have the money with him. So what does he do? He gives all the payers to his friend Yankel, and what does he do now with Yankel? And now, since the payers no longer belong to him, he's given it over to the other individual. By the way, for your benefit, If you want to see the part of the pasuk that talks about the chaimish, go up three lines in the Rashi. Here on the Amud Beis, Memhei Amud Beis, Memhei Amud Beis. The Rashi we were learning a moment ago. See, at the end of the line, three lines from the bottom, Rashi quotes from the pasuk, and Goal Yigal Ish Mima'asroi Chamishisoi Yosef Olam. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay, so says Rashi, Mima'asroi Foleh Halakech Masashen Yisholachem. You only have to add that Chamishisoi, that Choimish, in a case where you yourself are being pointed, but not if somebody else is being pointed on your behalf. Yeah, good, maskim, fine. Getting back to our Gemara, now you can turn back to the Amud Aleph. So Gemara says, he gave the payers to his chaver, he himself says, he being the original owner, let's call him Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is the owner of the payers, Maser Sheni, he handed them all over to Shimon. So now Shimon is now the new owner. And Reuven has money, he doesn't have money with him, but he has money at home. When it comes to the dinner being mechal master sheni, no problem. You can be mechal at home. You don't have to have the money with you present. There's no dinner of min hamukif over here. I have money at home. Now, what does he gain by this? Since at this time the payers no longer belong to him, the only thing that belongs to him is the money. He's now being mafrish money on yemens, on somebody else's pay rise. Oh, then we're okay. The din is only mimas roi when it's his. This mas shein doesn't belong to me anymore. The mas shein now belongs to Shimon. I own the money, so I'm going to use the money now to go and be mafish, or be not mafish, to be machalel on the payers which I already transferred to Shimon. That's what the Bryce or the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara continues.
But the money then, in theory, goes to the Shaver then, because he doesn't retake possession, does he, by being machalel, or does he?
After the death settled, then the chav is going to give him back all of the payers. If you will, exactly. That's why Rashi says, he knows that this is all a harama, that he's going to get it back. Yes, you wanted to say something, Bill? Good? Fine. So bottom line is, he handed over the payers temporarily. In the meantime, he, Reuven, is mechalit on money. Since it's no longer his payrois, he does not have to add the chaymish, and therefore with his haroma, he has patted himself from the chaymish. So now the Gemara is medayik. Tamad in biyadim mois. It's only because the Mishnah Braisa says he didn't have mois with him. Or in yesh biyadim mois, if he would have money, likni lahu le'idach b'mishicha uparik. Instead of giving the payrois to Shimon, he should have given the money to Shimon. If the money were present, he could have given the money to Shimon. And since if this would have been a better harama, if you will. In other words, the appearance of impropriety would be lessened. The havalei nachri, because the other person, we don't mean nachri a goy, we just mean a stranger. So what does he mean by that? What we could have done is, instead of Reuven handing over the payers to Shimon, he could have handed the money over to Shimon. As a result, Reuven would retain the ownership of the payrois. The money temporarily would be in the hands of Shimon. What would Shimon do with that money? He would be mechalo, the payrois of the Maser Sheni. And since Shimon never owned the Maser Sheni, these payrois, so it was never his masroi, and now he's taking the money, he's going to go and be mechalit. He won't have to add the choymish. Says Imar, doesn't this look a little bit better? Why does it look a little bit better? Because if you're transferring the payers to the other guy, come on, the payers really belong to Reuven, they don't belong to Shimon. And then, temporarily, Madame Raslahachse, better leave the payers with Reuven, and instead of Reuven going and be mafish from his own money, he has Shimon taking Reuven's money, admittedly, but he uses that to go and be machal from the payers of Reuven. The Gemara considers that to have a nicer appearance, if you will.
But the payers still belong to Reuven. Isn't that you pay the 20% when it's from your own payers?
No, he's not. But Reuven's not doing this. Shimon's doing the hello now with Reuven's money.
Shimon
has the money. Shimon gets the money from Reuven,
and now belongs to him.
The money is Shimon's.
Mm-hmm.
Shimon is being mechal the ma'aser sheni of Reuven on Shimon's money as it presently is. The kedusha of that ma'aser sheni goes to the money, and then Shimon gives the money to Reuven. He says, "Have a nice trip."
You go to Yerushalayim and take the money with you.
But is Reuven the obligation to give it because
It's a
getting back to our situation here. Reuven owned the Peres. If he would give the money to Shimon, he continues to own the Peres. He will always own the Peres. And he gives the money to Shimon. The reason why, perhaps another reason why it looks better is because when Shimon takes the money, it's not that Shimon takes the money and then he returns it to Reuven. Yes, he does return it to Reuven. That's true. However, it never belongs to Reuven because it's now Master Sheni money. So Reuven gave it to Shimon, yes, on the condition. He may not have said explicitly, but the understanding was on the condition that Shimon is going to use it for Master Sheni. So he took the money, the $100. He says, okay, I'm mechal now Reuven's Master Sheni onto my money on this $100. Now, presto, the payers now are regular chul, and you can eat it anywhere you want. The money now is impressed with the status of Kedushas Master Sheni. Who can take it to Shalayim? Shimon says, well, you know, I'm not going in the near future. Reuven, are you going? Yes, yes, okay. Yeah, why don't you take the money and use it to take it to Shalayim? So it's not anymore that he's giving it back to Reuven. Physically he's giving it back to Reuven, but it's not Reuven's money anymore. It's Master Sheni that now Reuven is holding in escrow, if you will, that he has to take up to Shalayim. Anyway, that's what he could have, would have, and should have done if he had Mois with him. And that's why the Mishnah, the Braises, starts off. He didn't have any money with him. And that's why he didn't do this haram of handing over the funds. Rather, he handed over the payment. Zokti Gemara, I don't understand. You don't need money present with you when you're being mechalel the Mois Master Sheni. We see that from the top line. So you don't have to have the money. The only reason why you have to have the money here is because you have to transfer the funds from Reuven to Shimon. And you can't give it to Shimon if you don't have the money with you. So Freit Demara, let's make a chalipin. Let Reuven pick up a handkerchief, hand it over. Shimon says, by giving you this handkerchief, I'm now being makna all of my funds which I have at home. Now the funds will belong to you. After all, didn't we say according to our papa that chalipin can be used to go and be makna, even though ein matbeya nasa chalipin, but a matbeya is nikne b'chalipin. So let's be makna with chalipin. Pick up the handkerchief and hand over.
It's worth the money being there in the gorim with them.
Exactly. That's the Gemara's kasha on our papa. Starting from the second line, because he doesn't have the money with him. If he had the money with him, he should just hand over the funds, and then Shimon would have used those funds to go and be poetic, to be machal the Maaseh Sheni. This is much better. Shimon vis-a-vis these payrois is a total stranger. So that's the end of the initial observation. So if you are Viyam, it might be a Nasa Khalif. And if you're going to go and tell me that, okay, I got you. Viyam, it might be a Nikne Bachalif, and Nikne Le Mois Leheich Agav Suder. Let him go and be Makna, not the Peiros, but the Mois, which he has at home. But let him do that with a Suder. The Lifrik, and let him then, Shimon, use those funds which are still in Reuven's home, but now legally belong to him. Let him go and be Machal, the Leslie, period. That was the Gemara's kasha. Is a choydash darke kasha on Rav Papa. If Rav Papa holds that matbeya is nikneb chalipin, let's do this chalipin to hand over the funds. Every Gemara, the Leslie Suda, he didn't have with him any, so he had no handkerchief, which of course means neither handkerchief, nor shoes, nor a pen, nor anything to be able to go and be matne. Okay, so he didn't have any of these things. You'll see in a moment. Rashi says this is not really a kashan or a papa. This is just generally. We all know this is the inyan of a kinyan agav karka. What's a kinyan agav? If I want to transfer to you a piece of land and metalklin, you don't need to make two separate kinyanim. You can go and just make a kinyan on the karka. Once you make a kinyan on the karka, with a noah, godesh, horatz, kodu, epsakrenakite, then you koine the metalton, b'chom mokim shehu. The metalton don't have to be on the karka itself, they can be somewhere else. And you can be makna agav karka. So Zokti Yomara, why didn't we do that? Reuven could have handed over the funds by having Shimon go and make a kinyan on the karka. After all, they're standing in a goyren, and the Gemara assumes in the Habamina that the goyren belongs to him, to Reuven. No, Shimon, go and be koina dalid al dalid for Amos here in this priest's property in this garden, and I'm makna to you the money.
And the money being elsewhere, though, at the time.
The whole time, from the beginning of the Gemara until this point, the money is not. The money would have been here, he would have handed it over, and there wouldn't be a raya, Nisha Gabi Khalipa, and Nisha Gabi Khalipa, Nisha Gabi anything else. So, the money is not here.
And the Khalipa works in the Karka is presently here, and the money's in the house, but because of everything's attached.
The opinion of Agav does not require the Mechalkalin to be present on the Karka.
The guy now owns the money. He owns the money in the guy's house.
Okay. Exactly. So if you would make a Kenyan Agav Karka, he would own those funds. Good. If you look at the Rashi, Nikninu Nihile Agav Karka, which is parallel to our Gemara. Yitin Loi Zeh Bal Meiser Karka, he should give him a Karka, B'chazoka, make a Kenyan Chazoka on the Karka. The Imoen, and together with the Karka, Hamois, which are in his house. Umishiyach Zeh B'Karka, Yu Hamois Kenuyosle, B'chol Mokhaim Shehein, wherever they happen to be throughout the entire world. So this would have worked perfectly. Why didn't he do this? Back to the Gemara, to less the Karka. He doesn't own any Karka to go and transfer. He's standing in the granary in the Goyren. It's not his Goyren. So therefore, this fellow has no money with him. He has no handkerchiefs. He has no shoes with him. He has no pens with him. He doesn't own any real estate. But he wants to go and transfer the Karka, not the Karka, the payers to the other guy, to Mechal. Did the Tana go and put together such a graphic example of a person that doesn't have any clothes? The Gavar Artiloi means he's walking around as if he has no clothes on. Is that what the Gemara wants to tell us? That he has nothing? He doesn't have money with him, and he doesn't have pens with him, and he doesn't have a suitor with him?
That's why he wants to avoid the Chumash. He's really poor. Not just cheapness, he's
poor. Understood. But the assumption is that everybody has at least something that he could use for a Kenyan Sukkah. Right. If you don't have a handkerchief, you have a pen. If you don't have a pen, at least you have your shoes. If you don't have your shoes, you take off your socks. I'm sorry.
You borrow the kli from somebody else.
Borrow a kli from somebody else. Is that what the Braisa wants to tell us? A case of someone that has absolutely nothing? Come on. That's highly unlikely. At Lav Shmamina, rather go be medayik like we wanted to be medayik. That ain matbeya nikne b'chalip and the taka, even though he had three handkerchiefs, fleishiks, milchiks, and pariba, ain matbeya nikne b'chalip, and you cannot be koinim b'chalip and Shmamina. Finished. Oh, is a shtar kakasha on Rapapa. After Rapapa the day, Rapapa himself changed his mind subsequently, either as a result of this limud or in general he changed his mind. Rapapa had someone who owed him 12,000 dinrim in Bechazoi. Bechazoi is far away. Whenever anyone wants to talk about a far off distance, they always talk about Bechazoi.
It's Australia to them.
Yeah, not too long ago we had that Mori Barisik had a brother that was born in Bechazoi. Okay, anyway.
I recognize him because you never heard.
Yeah. Anyway, so Kerapapa
Havale tried to cheat him out of his inheritance.
By linking that to wherever it was, Surah, wherever it was, right.
Anyway, so getting back to Argamar. Now, so he had 12,000 dinar in Bechazoi. He didn't have daily flights or daily caravans to Bechazoi. Rapapa didn't want to travel so far. He wanted to get his money. And he heard of Shmuel Bar Acha has to go on a special mission for the CIA, FBI, Mossad, or for someone to go to Bechazoi. So he asked of Shmuel Bar Acha, can you do me a favor? I heard you're going to Bechazoi. Please go and visit Yankel Smith, who owes me the 12,000 dinrim, and bring them back to me. Our Gemara doesn't go into it. We had this Gemara at the end of Bava Kamma. The end of the Gemara, it says that the person that owned the funds and who owed them to Rapapa, when Rav Shmuel Bar Abba came, or Rav Shmuel Bar Acha came on the scene, he said to him, Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, I'm going to give you the funds, and then after that, you're going to lose them en route. Because of Lista Mizuyan, or for whatever reason. Rapapa might come back and say, I never got those funds. You have to go and pay me. So the Gemara goes through, she should give a receipt. I got some ice. But the Gemara says, the best way to avoid any potential future problem is Rapapa should go and be makne to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, those funds, the 12,000 dinar, which are Bechazoi. So now they belong to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. So Rav Shmuel Bar Acha says, pay me the funds. He's no longer acting as a shliach for Rapapa. He's acting as a shliach for himself. I want to get those funds. So that's what Rapapa did. He had the 12,000 dinrim. Akninu, he was maknan to Shmuel Bar Acha. How did he do that? Agabasipa de Beise. Shmuel Bar Acha was standing in his home. He says, you see that threshold over here? go and make some sort of tikkun in that threshold. You're going to own now the threshold together with the 12,000 dinar, which are Bechai Zoy. So when you go out to Bechai Zoy, and they don't want to pay you, they say, ah, you know, it belongs to a papa. If you lose the funds, our papa is going to sue us. No, no, it belongs to you. Gave Agam Tishtar Hakna. He was marked it to them. Agav Asipa the Bese. That's Agav the Kaka.
What was the reason they said the papa would not have received the funds if he loses because he's a shaliach?
What happens if Rabbi Shmuel Bar Acha got all the funds and now
he's robbed?
He's robbed en route.
A lot of money, by the way.
Rabbi Papa is going to say, I never got the funds, and you had the duty to give me the funds, not Rabbi Shmuel Bar Acha.
You appoint him a shaliach.
Even though he appointed a shaliach, correct. So now you're going to go.
Shaliach of Kabbalah.
Anyway, I ask you for a favor. Please go back to Bava Kama. Yes. You'll see all the details over there. Yeah. The Gemara says over there, for instance, even if Rav Papa would go and give him a piece of paper saying, receipt,
right,
I've been paid in full. What happens if Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, when he hands over the receipt, they hear terrible news subsequently that Rav Papa had a terrible heart attack, Rachmul Islam, and he passed away. So then the receipt is worthless now because he never got the funds at the time of the date of the receipt, when the money was actually held. That's also not foolproof. So the Gemara says the foolproof way to do it is go and give him the chayv, and now it belongs to Rav Shmuel Acha. He is now the Malve, the successor Malve, you loive, you owe the money to him. Okay, so how is he mocked at him? After all, the money wasn't present. If the money was present, we wouldn't have to go through this whole business. He gave it to him, a kinyan agav beise, ki osa, when he went to Bei Chayzai. And now he came back, nofek rape, he, Rav Papa, went to go and greet him, ad tovach. Is a machloikis what ad tovach means? Our Rashi says that tovach means sheimokai. Shemokim means that there was a place called Tovech. Tovech apparently was somewhere in between Bechazoi and where Rav Papa was. Rav Papa was so happy that Shmuel Barach is coming back with these funds, he greeted him, so to speak, at the airport or at the train station or the caravan station. Oh, Shkoyach, where's the money? Have the money. Oh, thank you so much. And he gave him a big hug and an embrace and all the rest. Zokti Mar. So why are we, by the way, that's Rashi here. The same Gemara appears also in Bava Basra, and the Rejbam says, Tavach means halfway. Midway, yeah. Like Toich. Right. So they went halfway. Not the whole way, but by Chazoy, halfway. Okay. Getting back to our Gemara. So what do I see from this? Why did Rav Papa go and be mocked to him? Agav Beise, Agav Asipa de Beise, the threshold. Why didn't he just go and give him a handkerchief and pick up a handkerchief, take a handkerchief, blah, blah, blah. When you sold chometz last year, or perhaps already this year, did you go to the Rav and say to him, I'm going to be makne the chometz, agav karka, and let's go make a shtikul, I'm going to go make a hole in the ground? Avadanish, he did it with a regular kinyan, with a kinyan sudr. So why didn't the papa do the kinyan sudr? Ah, you're telling me these are matbeis, this is money, even though according to Man Yoma that holds that ein matbeya nasa chalipin, but everybody holds a matbeya is nikne b'chalipin. So I see from this that Rav Papa himself changed his mind. That's why the Gemara says, "Bafra Papa harder bay." Is good, fine. So with this, we have concluded this short diversion from matbeya nasa chalipin to the inyan of matbeya nikne b'chalipin, where Rav Papa initially said everybody agrees matbeya nikne, and now he had to go and withdraw based presumably on the kasha that we asked before. Ain mabey niknam chalipin. But let's get back to mabey nas chalipin. V'chein ma'ula. V'chein does not go on Rav Papa. V'chein goes back on yesterday's gemara. We had a machlokes Rav the Levi, who holds mabey nas, who holds ain mabey. Whoever's the one that holds ain nas, v'chein ma'ula ain mabey nas chalipin. V'chein Rabasi ain mabey nas chalipin. V'chein Rav Chana Rav Yochanan ain mabey nas chalipin. And all for the same reason that we gave on the Amid days, because this Mabeya will eventually be out of circulation when the new king comes and says, ah, forget about this old Mabeya, we're going to go mint and coin brand new coins, so therefore it's not a Dovah Mesuyim, no good to do Chalip. Fine. Frank Dimar, Eisri Reb Abba Le'ula. Ula was the first of these three, V'chein Amma Ula, Ein Mabeya Naschali. Really, Ein Mabeya Naschali. Then is a person walking down the street. He is a big employer, and like all employers, he owes a lot of money to his employees, as well as he owes money to his Ezel drivers. Ezel drivers are his donkey drivers. Shahiyu Chamorov, his donkey driver, Upiyalov, and his employees were told to Mashuk and said, Yanko, you're overdue. You owe us money. I have no money with me. Well, you better get money with you. For Omer Shulchan, he goes next door to a friend of his, a money changer, who always has a lot of money available, and he said to him, do me a favor, ten libra dinar mois, hand over a dinar of mois, Rashi says, in smaller coins, but worth a dinar. Mefarnes says, I'll be able to go and be mefarnes. Rashi says the word mefarnes, although we know mefarnes means panosa, however, Rashi says that the word afarnesim, whenever you see it in Shas, means, I want to take care of them. See, they're actually the first wide line in the middle there. Afarnesim, eset zorcheim, kolim asalkin li'olai, kol tzorech sibuk kori parnosa. We find sometimes parnosa is used in terms of anadim. Sometimes parnosa is used in giving food. Parnosa usually means, you know, making money. So anytime, afarnesim doesn't mean over here, I'm going to give them parnosa, but it means I'm going to go and take care of them, asalkin li'olai. They are these employees, and these donkey drivers are on my shoulders, I have to pay them. I want to pay them. I'm going to say, well, I want to take care of them. So give me the money to take care of them. And I will return to you at some point. Yofa dinner utrisis. A dinner and a trisis. The Gemara uses the expression yofa dinner. The Gemara assumes in the Havad Minah that means a good dinner, which is oiva lasoicher. That there's no shyness about it, that it's not worn out at the end, at the edges, or that the tzura is fading, or that it's out of circulation. I'm going to give you a good dinner. The treses, I'm going to also add a little bit of a tip called the treses. How much is the treses?
That's grievous.
Oh, very good question. Thank you, Bill. Yishakorek. See, I'm going to add a treses. How much is a treses? A treses is 3/24. It's 3 isran. Remember we had yesterday...
1/8.
Good. We had yesterday that the 24 isran in a dinner. So since we're talking about 3 isrim is 1/8. It's
12.5%.
12.5% or whatever. Oh, treses. Good. Now, under normal circumstances, Shulchan is allowed to go and charge a fee. But presumably his fee would be more like 1 isrim, 1/24. But instead he's giving a lot of money, 3 times as much as giving him a treses. So, where is this yafei dinner of a treses? Mimoy shiesh libebesi. I have money in my safe at home. I'm not at home now. Normally, I'd wait until I get home and I bring the money back. But these chamon and payalev, they're making me crazy. I can't push them off any longer. Do me a favor. Give me that dinner. And I'll pay it back if they did it, which I have at home. So it says now, the Brice or the Mishnah, and Yeshli Mois, if in fact he has money at home, mutter, then there's no problem. The Imlav, however, if he doesn't have the money at home, then it's awesome. Now, what's the reason why it's awesome? So Bill has already advised us why it's awesome. Because of a problem of ribis. What does ribis mean? Ribis, of course, means interest, but interest is prohibited if there's what we call schar hamtona, or which the Gemara calls agar notale. What does that mean? That if from the time that you are taking the loan till the time that you're paying it back, there is a duration, a term of time in between, oh, so because of that, the other person has lost the benefit of those funds for that time. He couldn't invest it, he couldn't use it, so you're paying him, that's what we call ribs. Ah, so if the person doesn't have the funds and he's going to have to scrape together the funds, which is going to take some time or whatever, sure, so that's a form of ribis, and that's why it's awesome. However, if he has the money at home, it's really just a hachlof, it's like a chalip in one for the other.
Convenience.
Exactly. I don't have the money with me. You do. Do me a favor. Give me your funds and reach them tonight, tomorrow.
My son will come home or go to the
church.
Friday.
Oh, so the Mortak is going to say that expression. Look 5 lines to the bottom. Halveni achiyomi bini oyachem to mafteach. I don't have the key with me. My son is not here. It's just a question of time. But I have the money. So therefore, it's a chalipin of sorts, where he says, you have this money currently available, I have money, but it's not currently available, so let's make a chalip in one for the other. Okay. Zoktimar. Visokadaitach eimat be'anasa chalip, and if you're going to tell me that you cannot do a chalip in with money, you can only do a chalip in with kalim, or with shor v'chamor, or something similar, but not with money. Havili halva. So then, what we're really doing is, even though he's saying, I'm going to give you the money that I have at hand, what he's really telling him is that this is a loan, even if the loan is only for a few hours. But it's a loan. The answer, so then it should be prohibited. When would I say that it's permitted because of the fact that I have the money currently available to me, or currently unavailable to me, but I have it at home. So it's just, we're doing a simultaneous chalipin. You're giving me the currency here
in the shuk.
I have it at home. Mitch, if you come with me at the end of the day, we're going to go home together, I can give it to you right away. So that wouldn't be considered a halva, because the terms of this transaction were not for schar hamtana, to hold on for a while, I'll give it to you in a day, in a week, in a year, whatever. This is rather just a chalipin, one for the other. You have the money here, I have the money there, and we're switching it. So if you hold it, my bein nasa chalipin, then that's great, and that's why it says it's mutter. However, if you're going to tell me that no, that my ein my bein nasa chalipin, so then there really was no transaction over here. He just handed over to him the dinner of coins, and therefore it's a halvoy, it's a loan. For usher, so even if he had the monies at home, it's not going to help, because he can't make a chalipin. And Rashi points out that this is really a double kasha, if you will. It's not only ein matbeya nas chalipin, we have another raya that ein matbeya niknis b'chalipin, because we're talking about monies on both sides, both the side of the shulchani and the side of this person, that the employer that has to go and pay. Each one of them is trying to be machlif the two matbeyas, and we're saying that if the chalipin doesn't work, have the alvah be awesome. Yet it said here in this Mishnah of Raisa that it works, that if he has the offer dinner or treats at home, yes, the chalipin works. So I see from this that you can make a chalipin mo'is the mo'is, and therefore I see that both a matbeya nas the chalipin and also matbeya is nikne the chalipin.
Is it different because they're both mo'is on both sides of the transaction?
No different.
Because earlier it was Mos and Peros or Mos.
True. Okay. So Tzoktimar Ishtik, he was dumbfounded. I don't know what to answer. It was Freaks of Zayit. Amalei. So now, the one that posed the question was Reb Abba to Ula. Ula, remember, was one of the standard bears, the one that said, Ein matbei nas chalipin. So the same Reb Abba now says, maybe I have a teretz for you. Dilma ida v'idi peprutotois shanu, v'lek alayu tiva, ida v'idi peirahava. Maybe when we're talking about the dinner over here, we mean a dinner of blank coins.
It's metal value, maybe.
Metal value, but it has no mintage, no coinage. Rashi says, just like we had in the Mishnah on Friday, Asimon, where we said in the Rashi, Asimon means it has no tzura. Asimon, says Rashi, by kesef, is the same thing as these prutotas by nechoshes. Prut, of course, reminds us of pennies and things made out of nechoshes. But here we're talking about it's made out of copper, but there is no coinage, no mintage, it's just flat coins. Yes, Shelley, you have an important point.
It has no government approved value.
No government approved value.
It's a slug.
I was called slug, but people have told me in the past they shouldn't use that term, because that's some, I don't know why. It must be this
I grew up as Simone is a slug.
Exactly. So Omalei Dilma Ida Vida Brutotei Shanu, and therefore the Lekol Ayitiv, there is no matbeah. So it's not a matbeah. Rather, it's just a piece of silver, a piece of, in this case, the choshes, copper. So a piece of copper is no different than anything else. Mm-hmm. It's a dover mesuyam, you don't have to worry about it, and you hand it over. And that's why you're allowed to go and do a kinyan chalipin with the other. Is that possibly the pshat, says Reb Abba to Ula, and then my kasha goes away, because we're no longer talking about my beya, we're talking about payers. I'm like, and your zeya shine gizut. I love your pshat. Not only do I love it, because of course it answers the kasha on me, but dekanami, that's tak, I'll bring you proof from the text of that Mishnah Braisa. It says, I'm going to pay you back yafei dinner utrisis. That's a funny lashon, yafei dinner. Filiktoni dinner yafa. So we learned originally, says Rashi, what means yafei dinner? That means it's oivel asoicher. It's a pristine coin. It's nice and beautiful and minted and that. Everybody would take it without a heartbeat, without even thinking about it. But it doesn't say dinner yafa. It says yafei dinner. The reason is because I'm giving you these unminted slugs, coins, blank coins, which they're only worth their weight in copper, but they themselves are not really coins. But when I pay you back, I'm going to give you back utsu prutotois, that same that you're giving to me, I'm going to give you back these slugs, and the slugs are going to be worth a nice amount, the worth the yafei dinner. Ravashi says, I have another pshat. la'olam bedamim uprututatayis. I agree with this pshat. We have to talk about the prututatayis. Not so much because of nasa chalipin, or no nasa chalipin, but because of that lashon that you pointed out. Since it says yafei dinner, said in dinner yafa, I agree with you. It means that you're, each one is giving slugs to the other, and they're paying off the employees and the donkey drivers in slugs. But apparently, you can use these if you can't use them in commerce. Oh boy. But you can use them some other way. So they have the weight and value. Okay. Of a kiman the islay, since he actually has them at home, even if you hold, you cannot do chalipin. It's no worse than a case of sa'ah b'sa'ah, like you just said. That here, I'm handing you prutatis, and I'm giving you back prutatis. So if I didn't have the prutatis at home, then I'd have a problem. You're not allowed to go and give a sa'ah halva'ah on the condition to return a saw, because the saw might go up in value. However, there's an exception to the rule, that if you actually have that saw, so it's just a form of chalipin. It's not a real form of chalipin, because you're not saying to be machal of one to the other, it's really domim, but he's saying, the value of your prutatis, which is a dinner, I'm going to give you back a dinner, and I have that dinner of prutatis at home. Ah, so what have we accomplished with this pshat? What we've accomplished is, we have another situation. We're not talking about chalipin, and we're not talking about coins. Well, we're talking about these unminted coins. They're just these slugs. And the way he's transferring them is through domin, by saying, you're giving it to me, and I'm going to give it back to you. But the good news is I have it at home. It's like the saw of the saw that I have it at home. So therefore, it's not a problem of ribbis as long as he has it with him at home. Bottom line is, according to Rabashi, you have no raya the gabi the din of mabeya nas chalipin or nignis b'chalipin, because we're not effecting with chalipin, we're doing it b'domin, with the value. You're the value you're giving me, a din is worth of prutatis, I'm giving you back a dinner, and if I have them, then I don't have an issue of ribis, because it's like so or b'saw, achi of b'ni, achi en samavteh.
You still giving him that extra treesim,
right?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that also? So if you can't give a saw b'saw, can you give a saw and a treesim b'saw? I mean, it seems to undermine the whole heter, because if he was giving him equal amounts.
I hear you. Good question. So what Barry is asking is, if he was actually giving him the same object and
same commodity, same measure,
he took a dinner and he's giving back a dinner, so that's fine. And even if the dinner went up, quote unquote, when the prutatis went up in value, because that's the halacha of sava. So how many shi over b'ni? But if he initially said, instead of giving you back the dinner of prutatis, I'm going to go give you a dinner together with treesis, right, isn't that still a form of ribbis? And you have no raya from the saw of the saw.
Because he said,
the shulchan is only asking for one, sir. Here he's giving him triple.
No, but that's
ribbis. That's the whole problem of ribbis.
Anyways, for those of you that like the kasha, for those who don't like the kasha, Toysis asks this kasha, right over here, five lines before the wide lines of Toysis, Nasa Koime, parallel to our Gemara. Again, because you're asking the kasha.
I'm listening for the
terrace.
Go ahead.
You see the choices over here. But here saw b'saw sayin ki hachish anuitzan loy treesis yoiser. It should be also about ribis gomor. That's your kasha.
Yes.
The yeshleim the hachain anuitzan loy oisam abeya atzmoi shalokach el min acher. The domi lemekachu memker. It has more the sound of not a halva, but it's a sale. V'achi kama kimoishim with the saw b'saw derech halva, ba'oyim achiyah v'beni mishum the saw b'saw ribis rabban. And therefore, the same rabbanan made an exception to the case if you're holding on to another saw at home. Hachenami derech mekachu memker for the saw b'saw sayim mutter ba'oyim achiyah v'beni. So what Toysis is saying is, you're 100% right. These are not exactly the same case. Because saw b'saw is a saw b'saw. There is no ribbis built in. If there's a possibility that the saw may go up in value, and therefore you're giving him more. But you're not starting that way. You're starting off with a normal halva.
Equal volume.
Saw b'saw. If it turns out to be ribbis, okay. But it's only tzad echad b'ribbis. Very possibly there won't be ribbis. So the Chum said, as long as you have the same saw at home, it's good. Here, says Rashi, Tosis, we're not even starting off with the Halva. We're starting off with the Mekach HaMemker, where he is selling the Putotis to the other guy. Ah, since it's been put together, it's been structured, not as a Halva, but rather as a Mecher. Over here, even though he built in the treatises, that's okay, as long as he has it. So the Sabasa has the advantage of, although it's being Halva, but it's exactly the same volume for the same value. If it goes up, it goes up. That's the exception to the rule.
It's external.
However, in our case, even though he built in the ribis factor initially from the beginning, however, since we're talking about a Mekach HaMemker, not Halva, said the Chacham, under these circumstances, that he actually has it at home, then that's also permissible. Toshima. Let's try to bring another raya in the Gabi the Din of Mabeya Nasa Chalipanonat. Toshima. Kola Nasa Dom Biach Hakim Shazach Hazen Eschayv Zeh Bechalipan. Is a Mishnah Masechet Kiddushin, where the Mishnah's language is somewhat vague. Kol anase damim bi'acher. Anything that is used as payment, damim over here doesn't mean money, anything which is used as payment for other things, kimi shezoch hazeh, as soon as he's zoich in that nase damim, the schayiv is a mechalipin, automatically becomes mechuyiv if there's another object that he has, that he's buying or selling. So what does that mean? What is something that you use always for dumb and for payment? Isn't that matbeya? Oh, so klanas dum ba'acher means matbeya. Kim shezoch hazeh, as soon as you're zoich in that matbeya, this chayiv zeh b'chalipin, and automatically you're koina whatever chalipin. Oh, so in other words, and shmami no matbeya nasa chalipin. Don't they have a direct mishnah on point?
Chayiv nasa. Hold on. Just repeat that last sentence again. If it's something that you're nasa, then you're chayav, but you're not makna, right? I mean, I just want to get your language correct, right?
You're now going into minutia, which is really unnecessary for purposes of the mark. But I will address it since you've asked the question. Rashi says that the mission. What's your question, Shelley?
Are you dumbing it down?
Dumbing. Ah, okay. Thank you. For sharing that.
We learned it yesterday. Chayav is the language of.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. The lushan of Neschayiv, says Rashi, is what happens, for instance, according to the Gemara's Havamina. I'm using the coin as a mode of purchasing Lemushal Ashor or a Chamor or a Par. And instead of handing over the coin, we're using it Betrilus Chalipin. Kim Shezoch Zeh Neschayiv Zeh Bechalipin. What does that mean, Neschayiv Zeh Bechalipin? From this point on, once you've handed over the coin, then you become Mechuyev vis-a-vis the animal that is being purchased. So if this animal dies, it's on your cheshbon, it's not on the other person's cheshbon, because now the closing has closed by handing over the coin. If you want to see the Rashi all the way in the bottom, kim shezoch hazeh neschayiv zeh b'chalipin, last two lines, enosna balin b'teres chalipin, he gave the money b'teres chalipin, b'chalipi shor upara, kim shemashach bala para esa matbeah, as soon as he takes a matbeah, neschayiv bala matbeah b'chol oinzin shivoldu b'chalipin miata. From now on, it makes a shor, the shor dies, makes loy, even though he didn't get near the shor, didn't get near the para, didn't get near any animal, just hand over the money, he is now the balam, he's mechayv ben onsin, that the animal dies, it's on your cheshbon, not on the other guy's cheshbon, right? Because if you would say that the kinyan was not chal, then afterwards you find that the shor is dead, you're going to say, I didn't buy a dead shor, I wanted to buy a live shor. Sorry, it's already yours, because you handed over the funds, even though you didn't hand it over to his dumb, you handed it over to his chalipah.
But we learned the opposite yesterday.
That what?
That is, you have to do it not with money, that is,
you have to go and be coin the peira and not the tiva, right, not the mefeira. All of that is great. For that, we'd have to go through the whole of yesterday's plot, but I think we're a little bit...
Which way is the halacha?
What the halacha is, at the moment, and this is all a havamina that we're assuming, kalanasa, dambaacha is referring to a matbea. The Gemara is going to quickly shoot this down. Why is the Gemara going to shoot it down? Because it sounds like from that Mishnah, kalanasa, dambaacha, oh, I'm talking about a koi. Kim shezoch hazeh neschayiv zeh b'chalip. Chalipin with a coin. How can you do a chalipin with a coin? Didn't Ula say? And didn't Rab Asi say? Didn't Rabbi Ochanan Meyer say? Hey, my bein asa chalipin. It's doch schwer. Am Rabbi Yehuda hachi ka'amar. Don't learn kol ha nasa dumbach, which means a coin. Kol ha nishim dumbach. Anything that a person would go and send for an appraisal to figure out what the value of that item is. What are we talking about, says Rashi? any kli, any animal, any peri, any anything. Look at the top Rashi. Kol nishim dam v'achir. Kol shuregilim loshim oisoi. That people want to know what the value is. You know, you don't want to just go and buy something without knowing how much it costs and how much it's worth. Kishen noisan oisa dam v'achir. When you are paying for it. Dahayne kol metaltlin. Any metaltlin in the world. If you're buying a pen, if you're buying a tissue box, if you're buying a bottle of soda, you want to know how much it's worth. And ba'adam lisitam damim b'chevetz acher. If you're making a barter, darken l'shuman b'kami nasalei. We want to know how much it's worth. If I'm giving you a barter of a tissue box for a bottle of seltzer, well, how much is the seltzer worth? How much is the tissue box worth? Do you have a receipt? Do you have, is it on sale? What's, how much does it cost? So kol nishim dum b'acher doesn't mean coins. It means metalklin. If I take one metalkin on this side, we're doing a barter of the seltzer for the tissue box or the shor for the para. Guess what happens? Once you make a kinyan in one of them, then the other one is chayav b'chalit, but he automatically owns the other object. And so therefore, if afterwards the seltzer turns out that there's no bubbles left in the seltzer, well, tough luck. You already took it. I didn't take it. I only took the tissue box. Yeah, but once you take one or the other, that's how. Yeah, but
I'll even ask this:
would you
normally say that Moses Kanas was there Shem Yisrof Chitim Be'aliyah?
Yeah. And
so here, for how could he even say that you're?
So what was even the have a minute? So if you'll do me a favor,
Yes. Scan
about halfway down the Amud, you'll see that the Gemara says about this about Tayra Mois Kainas and the Amr Mishicha Kainas Zer Shamil Emiloi.
Yeah.
This was just Hakolik. So what you are raising now, Mitch will get to hopefully in another 5 minutes.
Okay.
Very good. Shkoyech for introducing this, will be fresh in our minds. Zokimar. So bottom line is, our Mishnah that we're quoting from Masechta Kedushin has nothing to do with money. It has to do with metaltlin. So the whole kasha falls away. You don't have to worry about what you were asking before, Bill. We're not talking about Madeus at all. Not Nasa Khalifa, Nikta Khalifa, we're only talking about metaltlin. And these funny words called Nasa Dom Vacha means called a nation Dom Vacha, not coins, but metaltlin. So it's about Hachana Mistaka. And this is really the real pshat. I mean, that's so logical. Miniktani Sefer. Let's continue the same Mishnah in Masechtas Kiddushin. Keitzad, how do you have this case of kol nishim dam v'acher kibin shezoch hazeh nischayv zeh b'chalipin? Give me a graphic case. What are we talking about? I'll tell you. Case in heklif shor v'para eichamar v'shor. I own a shor, you own a para, or vice versa. As soon as one person makes a kinyan mashiach on the other person's animal, then my animal is kinyan at the same time. Shema mina, oh! So we see clearly that Mishnah is not talking about money. We're talking about one animal for the other, or one metalklin for the other. If that's what it really says in the Mishnah, Ketzat, Hechlev, Shor, Bepara, according to the Havamina that we thought that Kolanas Adum Ba'achar means Matbeah, I don't even understand how you had such a Havamina. My Ketzat. Mister, once, if you're so brilliant that you know the Mishnah by heart, that the Mishnah said, just go to the next word. Next word is Ketzad. How does this work? Oh, Shor v'Parah, Chamor v'Shor, etc. So how do you even have a Havamina? We're talking about mice. We're talking about money. It says very clearly we're talking about Metalta. We're talking about Behemoths. I don't even understand what your Raya was in the first place. Everything Gemara, Hachi Kama, Loitha Havamina. But according to Maskana, the Kash is no longer Shver, because we're not talking about Matbe at all. But Havamin is also something. That's the reason why we don't say Tachlin on shits and shifts. Exactly. Hakikama Uperi Nami Abdi Khalipin. Ah, you have to add 3 words to the Mishnah, yes. 4 words to the Mishnah. In other words, we started according to the Havamin. Kolanas don't be ach, kim shizoch zeh. Talking about money. And then the Mishnah says, oh, by the way, and the same thing applies, not only can you do it with money, you can also do it with payers, in other words, with animals. Okay. So that was the Havamina, but the Maisa, that's not the case. The Halacha, our Mishnah, not talking about coins, we're not talking about Mandeus, it's only talking about the Talmud with animals. Let me ask you a question. I don't understand that whole Mishnah. After all, we have that famous process. We spoke about it at the very beginning of today's shir, as to what the definition of na'al is. Sholef ish na'al v'nosim v'liyeh. So what's the din of the na'al? We said according to Nachman, na'al doesn't mean only a shoe, it means any kli. But it's got to be a kli, not payas. Rav Sheshet said, no, everything is included. Where does Rav Sheshet get that everything is included? Because the pasuk after says, l'kayim kol dover sholef ish na'al v'nosim v'liyeh. So l'kayim kol dover means anything, b'chol dover. You can use anything for the king of Khalifan, even payas. According to Rav Sheshet, it holds payas, you can do Khalifan, means anything. So if that's the case, you can do a para for chamar, shor b'para, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't understand the Mishnah. You have a bomba kash in Rav Nachman. How can Rav Nachman say that only kalim can be used for chalipin? I see from the Mishnah that even animals can be used for chalipin. The Mishnah says, keitzad hechlif shor b'para, chamar b'shar. And Rashi says this kash is no longer just according to the Havamina, this is now according to the Maskana. The Maskana that we say, nothing to do with Matei, nothing to do with coin. Our mission is only to dealing with the Metalkin, with Behemoth. How can you talk about Ketzin Heklif Shabbapara? You have to use Kalim for Chalifin, my Ketzin. Every Marhochi Gomer, Yesh Domin Shehen Kechalifin, Ketzin Heklif Dmei Shabbapara, Oy Dmei Chamor Bishar. Now this l'choyr is a very shmer teretz, it's what we call l'choyr agrois of doichak, but he's explaining that in the Mishnah, we're not talking about just the physical shor v'para, we're actually changing domen b'domen. How does that work? So let's take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi tells us how it works. Ketzed hechlev d'mei shor v'para. This Rashi is about 10-15 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Ketzed hechlev d'mei shor v'para. Do you have that, Brother Shai?
Yeah.
Good. Will you with us,
yeah.
Daniel?
Yes.
Machaloi shor bekach bekach mois. Person, you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven owns a shor, and he made up with Shimon, I'm selling you my shor. How much is the shor? $100. Fine, I'm asking. Umoshech is a shor. So now Shimon goes, and he's moish with the shor, he pulls it, goes dal ramis, or at least roish of Aruba, or 4 feet, whatever, he made a mashiach. As a result, he made a good kinyan in the shor. Now Mischayev loy hamois. Now he owes them $100. So now Reuven says to Shimon, you were kind of the shor, hand over the funds. You've made a mashiach, now you owe me the money. So Shimon says to Reuven, I could pay you the money, but before I pay you the money, let me tell you something. Pora yeshli, I happen to have a pora cow, sheni noisim lecha b'dmei ashor, and I want you to know that that pora is worth the same as the shor, so instead of giving you $100, would you be masking that I would give you a part? Now the benefit of this structure is that we're not talking about a chalipin of a shor bipart, because initially it was a regular normal sale of a shor for $100. But before he handed over the $100, he said to me, you know what, do me a favor, I'll give you a part. And with that be moichel, the money that I owe you, do you agree? He takes a look at the part, he shatzes it up, in other words, he assesses it, and he appraises it, it's worth $100. And they both agreed. The kibbal olav, and he said, "Yo, I'm makabel. I'm happy to go and take the para." This chay balapara lost his loy para. Now the balapara is mechuyif to give him the para. Then echem mehem yochel lachzor, and neither of them can go and change their mind.
Well, the original shore was taken by the other party.
Right.
Did anything change hands from the? From that party back to the original Bala Shore?
No, only
it was just the shore itself was the only thing that changed hands.
You and I have read the same Rashi together.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's something I'm missing. That's all. Okay.
You're not missing anything. Okay. So now Rashi explains how are we going to learn the Mishnah. Kolanish and Dombiacher. Kolamatalklin Shodom Shom Lacha Veiroi. Shom again means an appraisal. Menoisel Loy Shumas Domehen Mishvil Chayfetz Acher. Shahoya loy lilokeh. That instead of taking the money, he took the item that had the same appraised value. Kimichazoch zeh lokeh rishma metalton harishainim. How shemoshchan he pulled the shor. But for the betrayer is dumb. It wasn't the case of chalipin. It wasn't the case of a suder or anything else. We're talking about betrayer is dumb. $100. Amras lahaknis loy chivit shloy bedamin.
Now,
So therefore, what we're talking about is a situation, says the Gemara. Although the physical was, I'm schlepping the shor and a machlef shor b'parav, however, what we're really talking about is a case of a domin and not chalipin. Why do we have to talk about a case of domin and not chalipin? Because otherwise it would be a bambakash and Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman says, because Rav Nachman holds that you can only go and do chalipin with kalim. Rav Nachman, the Yomar Kli, ain. My kate said, how are you doing a chalipin? It's not a kinyan of chalipin, it's a kinyan of domim of a normal sale, not a barter, a sale. Kate said, hechlef demei shor bepar, oi demei chamor b'shor. Like Rashi explained, how are you being machlef demei shor bepar, that originally made a kinyan in the shor, it was a regular normal sale, and now the person says, you know what, instead of giving me money, or instead of I giving you money, can I give you the par instead? He looks at the par and says, par looks like a good par, I'm willing to take it. Ah, so therefore, how much is he taking it for that $100? So instead of giving him $100 in cash, he's giving him the para in lieu of that cash.
So it's not one transaction, it's two transactions back to back.
Right, exactly. Okay. And says the Gemara, this works, because it's not a chalit, but it's really two sales, if you will. Rashi and Tosis all in the bottom says Yishtam Shein Kachalipin Umakni Lahu Pemchilas Hadomim, and he brings a raya from a person who is Makadish as Isha by being Moichel on a milvah. So says the Gemara, therefore it's not your normal classic Chalipin situation, therefore it's not a Kasha on Rav Nachman. Now Zok Gemara, my time to Rav Nachman, how does he hold that you can go and do this domim b'domim type of thing that I'm giving you dmei shor from dmei para? So Gemara, some of the kribi yoichanan di omet var toira mo'is koinais. Ah, we have a thing that's called machloikis of yoichanan reish lakish, which runs throughout Shas, that mo'is is only koinais by real estate, by karka, and not by metautlin. Where does that come from? Rabbi Yochanan holds a minat Torah mois koinis even by metalkin, just like by real estate. What's the reason why the Chacham instituted? No, you got to take possession of the metalkin, not just paying the money. What does that mean? What happens if you have a person that wants to go and buy chitim, 100 bushels of wheat? He comes to the owner of the bushels of wheat and says, here, I owe you $100 for the 100 bushels of wheat. Here's the $100. Mina toira mois koinis. The deal is signed and sealed, closed. Now he gets $100, and the person that bought it, the purchaser, now owns those chitim. What's the problem is, the purchaser says to the moicher, I see you have this large storage bin. You have these major storage bins which can hold 100 bushels. I don't have such a storage bin. I'd like to go and take possession in a month from now. Do you mind? No problem. I won't charge you rent. I'll hold on to it. Fine. No problem. Good. But who does it really belong to? It belongs to the purchaser, because Moise is kindness. And then a week later, unfortunately, a fire breaks out in town and burns down the entire warehouse and all the storage bins. And now the moicher says to himself, it's not my problem. I mean, I have to worry about the storage bin, but I don't have to worry about the chitim. The chitim don't belong to me, they belong to the purchaser. Let the purchaser go and call up the fire department, let him run, let him do whatever he wants. So that's not my issue. So therefore, there's a gzeirah shem yoimelai that the moicher is going to go and say, this was to chitech about, it's not my chitim, it's your chitim that are burned. Therefore, the chum said, you know what? Take possession, take it, don't leave it in the other guy's storage bin because of these potential problems. So Gemara, because of that, they were instituted the din of Meshicha to take possession. A melt of the Shechicha goes by Rabban. In a case where it's a normal, regular Mecher or Memker, the Chum said, take possession, Meshicha is koin and not done. But melt of the Shechicha, our situation of that Mishnah, come on, the person arranged for the Shor, and he sold it. It wasn't Machlev, it was Shor. You go, and he had a Meshicha in the Shor, and now the person owes him $100. Oh, by the way, you owe me $100, you know, instead, the lokeach, the purchaser, says, instead of my paying you $100, I have a parah for sale. Would you like to go and parah? And the guy says, holy cow, you have a parah. Instead of taking the money, let me look over the cow. And he looks at it, it's pretty good. Oh, you know what? I mask him. And therefore now he takes the par and he's moichel the money. Is that a normal situation? It's a very rare situation. That's why Shechichel goes with Rabbanan. Therefore they said, mois or koinois over here. That there's the mechilas mois, like Torah says.
The money actually changed hands.
Exactly. And so therefore, this is a case that it will work. Good. Well, Ishlokish, the Om Mashiach Mufresh is Menatoy. Ishlokish says, however, it says in the Pasik that, it says, that Shalofish now is too much Khalifan. Mashiach Mufresh is Menatoy is a Pasik that says, Miyad Liyad. The Gemara Dash, Miyad Liyad, it's got to be Mashiach Mufresh is Menatoy. You got to go, the Kinyan is only if you take it from one hand to the other, which means Mashiach. Okay. So, Anichis of a look of Sheshis, the Tazok of Sheshis, the old look of Sheshis, the Rav Sheshis says that you can use even peiros, meaning even behemoths for chalipin. See, he learns in Parshat Pshat, like we said in the Mishnah. Ketzah, hechlef shor v'para, you have metalton for metalton, you shlep to shor, you shlep to metalton, and it's for chalipin, that works. And he said, v'lekar nachman yom peir li'avi chalipin, that you can't use peiros, you have to use kalim. No, these are not kalim, this is a part of a chamar. Ah, but my peir le'kani, and also he holds you can't use my peiros, say, hechim mitarisla. How is he going to fe'enfer pshat in the Mishnah? How can you be machlef shor b'para if you hold, like Rav Nachman, that you have to have dafka kelim? Oh, so you're going to go and say, well, just like Rav Nachman just said now, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's talking about mois b'mois and mitzvah l'shchicha. That's all like Rabbi Yochanan. But Rish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish holds like Rish Lakish. And he holds Mashiach Mefuresh Medetayra. So Zokta Yomara, how is he going to explain the Mishnah? So if he holds like Rav Sheshis that holds, that you can also, you can even do a chalipin, peirois b'peirois, meaning one animal for the other. That's kishmak, that's fine. However, if he holds like Rav Nachman, apparently I'm the chalipin, so how did you make this kinyan over here? You couldn't make it with peiros. You couldn't make it with mois, because Mashiach HaKadim HaTayr. So, how did you do it? I have, by default, it must be that Reish Lakish holds like Rav Sheshis, not like Rav Nachman, and the Pshat of Ketzet Hefer Shor B'Para is a real-life shor for a real-life para, and not domen, because you can do chalipin even with peiros, even with animals which are not kelim. Good. Final raya for today. Tonight, kol metalton koin ze eze. That was our Mishnah. If you remember, we started off the parak. He went through azov koin sekes and the choishes and then all the other things. And then it said that kol metalton koin ze eze. The Yom Rishlokish. Vafilu kis moli mois be kis moli mois. You can even go and do a chalipin of mois or kis moli mois for kis moli mois. The Gemara assumes that the kis has little, if any, value, and the kiss is just a means of transporting the mois from place to place. So therefore, think of it as afilu mois b'mois. Now the question is, how can you go and do mois b'mois? Didn't we say that ein matbeya nasa chalipin? And then, according to the Morris conclusion, according to Rapapa, that ein masbeya niknan b'chalipin. So aren't we having a case of both nasa and nikna? You're using one mois on one side, the other person is doing mois on the other side, you can go and do chalipin kamutatan koinez ze'ezet. How could that be? Didn't you say ein matbeya nas chalipin, ein matbeya nikna b'chalipin?
He says the kiss is only worth an unseen amount. This kiss still has a Torah kli on it.
Guess what? Then the Gemara wouldn't have a kasha.
Right.
Exactly. So since the Gemara doesn't have a kasha, it must be that the kiss was meaningless. Zok Gemara. The Omer Ish Lokshah fill the kiss one lemois, the kiss one lemois. Hab the kasha being the case of whether matbeya nikna b'chalipin and matbeya nasa chalipin, take him Rav Acha the dinner anka v'anigra echad shepaslos in malchus echad shepaslos in medina. Really and truly, what the Gemara could have answered was the teretz that we gave on the Amud Aleph. What the Gemara could have said is it's talking about a kiss, not molly mo'ois minted coins, but the putotois that we had, or the asimoinim, which were slugs. Blank coins. Oh, blank coins, we said already in the Yom Aleph, that happens to be real peiri, real metalklin. Therefore, you can go and switch one from one for the other. Apparently, the Gemara felt that is not enough of a chidush, because if in fact you're just talking about pieces of metal, so pieces of metal are no different than any other type of metalton that you can switch one for the other. So why is Rish Lakish saying, afilu mois b'mois? Of course afilu mois b'mois. It's no different than any other metalton. Says Yimor, Tegun Avach, we're talking about Bedin Anka Vanigra. What does that mean? Says Yimor, Echad, one of these two terms, either the Anka or the Anigra, Echad Shvaslas in Malchus, that the government has officially said, you can no longer use these coins because they are already old currency. We're now putting into the market brand new currency. Rashi, however, points out, which will be important for the next shtickle, even though that's what the Gemara government said, but there's still a black market for the old coins. So even though officially all the official transactions that are going on with the banks and in the stores and everything, officially everything is with the new coins, but there are a lot of people that have stashed away those old coins and they're still using it on the black market. What is the other term, the anigra? Shepaslas in Medina. Paslas in Medina, says Rashi, means that legally, this is legal tender. This currency is perfect, it's gibaldi. However, the face on the coin is one which is detested by the people that live there, and they say, foo, foo, we're not going to use those coins because we cannot stand
Biden coins.
The Biden coins. We can't stand Biden, he's already a shtickle.
Years ago, I saw a coin from the Germany in the 30s in a swastika on it. It was like... you know, is that who would want that?
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, their purchases will pay you
a
lot of money for it.
There's a testament.
There are a lot of anti-Semites to it. Okay. Anyway, but getting back to the Gemara, so Echad Shepaslas Medina means that not that the government said it's no good, but the local people here in this populace, in this town, they can't stand that guy and nobody uses that coin. Anybody sees a coin like that, good. However, says Rashi, as we'll see in the Gemara, but it is used in other Medinas or in other regions and other cities that don't have that same sinna against the local malas. So what's the Gemara telling us? That in fact, since these two currencies are no, these two groups of coins are no longer legal currency for one reason or another, either in the case of the Anka, because Paslos in Malchus, but there is a black market. On the other hand, the Anigra is that although it's officially your legal tender, but nobody uses it locally because it's despised, but it's used elsewhere.
Rather hiding in a kiss, no one wants to see what's inside.
Anyway, as a result, it's not considered to be moist, but moist, but truly metalkin from metalkin, similar to the sword of Putotis that we had in the Omer Aleph. No, metalkin, metalkin. You can do a barter, you can do a chalik. Why is he telling us this Reish Lakish Afilim Mois V'Mois and that it's talking about Anka V'Anigra? Oh, there's a chiddush over here. The Iashmin and Paslas Malchus and all those Paslas Malchus, which means that officially it's no good. Mishum Dolei Sagi Klal. Officially, you cannot use it at all. Rashi says Sagi Lashon Hilich. It doesn't travel. It doesn't go. If you brought it to the bank would say, "Sorry, this is old currency. We don't look at it. We don't use it anymore." Play the Sagi Klal. And that's why it's not considered to be a madbeya, because it's like payers. Al Paslas in Medina, the Sagi Lei Medina Chriti. Even though locally here they don't use it, but you go to the next town, the next city, they do use it. Oh, so it's legal term. So I think it has a din Eima Kati Madbeyu. Vein Madbeya Nikle V'Chalipin. V'yashmin in Paslas in Medina. If you're going to go and tell me Paslas in Medina, V'shem Dolei Sagi Lei Loi Betzin of Lei B'Fahesi. You know why it doesn't have the status of a coin, but has the status just of a piece of metal, because nobody here locally uses it at all. They don't use it, and they don't use it even the black market. Everybody says foo, foo, foo to this coin. Yes, Shelley, you have to add something,
that's
I'm sure.
That's why it's called currency.
Currency.
Currency. It has to be currently in use.
Currently in use. Okay, Shkoya, thank you.
That's not just a joke.
No, it's current. It's about the money current, literally.
It has to be current. Yes, yes, very good. Okay, Shkoya. Because it doesn't go at all as currency currently, locally. There are people that use a betzina, meaning that there is a black market for it. That's why you have to go and talk both about the Anka and the Anigra, that neither of them is considered to be a coin, notwithstanding that somewhere, somehow, you could use it, either betzina in the case of the Paslas in Malchus, or by another locality, by Paslas in Medina. But bottom line is, since it's not a full-fledged coin used, therefore, what the din is, it's like a putotois, it's like peira. Peira, of course, you can be machlev one for the other, but you can't be machlev the matbeis, because ein matbeia nikna chalipin, ein matbeia nas chalipin, so amas, we have no right. We stop over here, Rabbi Yisai.
January, I remember I could have some shkolim.